What is God? Who is God? Where is God? Why is God? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, with the thought for today. Where is God? What is God? Why is God? Who is God? Interesting question, isn't it? One of our neighbors just sent us a petition to sign to put prayer back in school. Now, that's a very wonderful, very noble, very sincere gesture. But times have changed. Prayer shouldn't be in school. Prayer should be in the hearts of the people. Prayer should be taught by every parent to their children and taught as to whatever it is they believe. Now, how can the school ever begin to teach prayer when in the United States, the melting pot of the world, we have students from every persuasion, every religious persuasion. We have Catholics in there. And how do you teach a Catholic how to pray? Well, their own church and their own priests and teachers teach them how. And how do you teach a Protestant how to pray? Well, that depends. Who's doing the teaching? Protestant covers a wide spectrum of nonsense. Very wide spectrum of nonsense. Just look at old God, and you begin to see some of the nonsense that comes up in them. And then you have your Hindus. They have their own ways of praying, which are, for them, very significant. You have your Jews. The Hebrew way of praying is a very beautiful way, and a very separate way, and a very different way from the Christian way. And you have people from the Polynesian Islands. You have people from up in Korea, you know.
Eskimos.
And the Eskimos, that's right. You can all throw in anything you want to hear. But we have people from all over the universe, all over the world. And then we have people who don't believe in anything. They believe just in themselves. They believe that the universal presence of God, as defined by any Bible, is that infinite awareness within themselves of who and what they are. Now, how can schools ever begin to prattle out anything that is going to be acceptable to universal? And you aren't. What is prayer? What is religion? What is a personal philosophy? I want my child to go to school to learn to know right from wrong. You do? You do? I think you got rocks in your head. The parents at home have to teach their children right from wrong. I think that my children should go to school and learn about God. Well, whose definition of God? You want them to learn the Protestant definition or the Catholic definition? The Hindu, the Muslim, you know, the Inuit Indians definition from Alaska? What do you want them to learn? Well, I'd like them to be aware of all these. Well, that's in comparative religions. That's not a class in learning to pray. Wherever people are, they have beliefs. And some fathers teach their children that the values that are held most dear are values of integrity, values of respecting loved ones, respecting the home, respecting the government, respecting family, respecting all these things. Now, how can the school begin to teach those things? Because the teachers in school have a diverse background themselves, and perhaps have no religious background whatsoever themselves, which is maybe better. But where do we begin? Where do we begin? Well, I was speaking with Ellen this morning, and I was suggesting to her that we begin with ourselves. If everyone were taught in school to believe in themselves, to listen to their voice within themselves and follow it. Some people have bad voices inside of themselves, we are told, you know. If you don't have a bad voice in yourself, you don't know what a bad voice in yourself is. But we're told some people have a bad voice in them. Well, nobody does, really. I told you the story of this little boy who hit his sister over the head with roller skates.
Yeah.
And I said, you knew that hurt. No, I didn't. I said, well, give me the skates. No, no, that hurt. See, you know it. That was only a day or two before, you know. And I said, we know. We all know. We all know what hurts and what makes us feel good. And so we should live our life only to do things that make us feel good. And it does not make us feel good to hurt another person or to take from another person or to in any way do anything to another person that would make them unhappy. Yes, if the other person wants us to go and do things that we don't believe in, and it makes them unhappy if we don't go, we don't go. That is a given. But what we do do is we can learn to like ourselves. Teachers who teach children the excitement of education are teaching the best educational course that can ever be given. Anyone who is excited about education, my own son is my example. In school, he's a brilliant boy, a super brilliant boy. And in school, he did just poorly because he had no motivation to learn. His mother and I were educated and had a great deal of it. We thought our son, maybe you would like it too. And he didn't. But when he found his true love, the books could not be complex enough. He would read the most complex books on aviation, on flying, on everything. And he took the course that Ellen took and found so difficult to take, the course in getting his private pilot's license. Here he was, 13 years old, but he had the motivation to do it. And Ellen finally got the motivation, and you did take the test, didn't you? Yeah, you took the test. You just didn't take the final. But the thing is, when you have the motivation, you can do anything. Well, Mark had the motivation to be an excellent pilot, to be interested in aeronautics, to be interested in aviation, in every one of its facets. And after that, what happened? After that, the ice was broken on his interest, and he became interested in many other things. He became interested in health. He became interested in, he became a very dedicated vegetarian, still is, and always was, and many other things. But and then he learned why he was a vegetarian. He learned why and how. But the motivation was there. He broke through that barrier of, I don't want anybody to teach me anything. I don't want to learn this. I don't want to do this, you know. And, you know, I just don't know. But once that was broken through, it was open. So perhaps in school, if they would have a class, and you might say they do, if they would have a class for, a required class for all students, perhaps even 1st, 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th grade, you know, each grade, and the class could be called, I Like Myself, Being Myself and Having Fun. Hey, wouldn't that be interesting?
Yes.
A lot of people might just be curious what that class is all about. Well, a class of being myself and having fun. What you are aware of is you're aware of your creative cause within you. You're aware of the motivating principles within you that cause you to act and think and be as you are. And all of those motivating principles and all those causes are good. But we sometimes have been led to believe that they're not good, that we're sinners, that we're evil, that we're incapable of having a happy life. And should that ever be the case, who needs that? Well, some people do. Some people do. You watch the movie, Oh God, and you see George Burns as God, super job. And then you watch this one minister who is bamboozling the people into thinking that this man has a connection with God. Well, he has a connection with a good amount of money. What he had a connection was, he found an angle that people would buy and would give money for nothing than him talking. And that's what many evangelists do. They get up there and they say, God will do this and God will do that. Well, where's this God that's going to do these things? It's inside of each one of us. At least that's what the Christians teach. They say, go to the Father within who seeth in secret, and the Father will reward thee openly, you know? And so if you're looking at it from a Christian point of view, and the Hindus teach a similar type of thing, and Muslims teach the same thing, and many others teach the same thing. If you look at it from that point of view alone, There's nothing outside that's going to make our life good, better, or best. It's something inside of us that makes us the best. And that's what we want to do. We want to be the best, live the best, enjoy the best, because we are the best. So let's not be so worried about getting prayer into school. Let's not be worried about anything, but let's concern ourselves with getting the best teacher educational system in the world, here in the United States or anywhere, that teaches the teachers how to be motivational beings, how to teach their students to follow their inner motivation. And when the teachers are motivated to teach this teaching, not worried about the rote materials, that'll come. But if they teach the children to love education, to have a desire for education, to be interested in education, and to find it fun, then education can be fun for them. But I have another little point here. Knowledge is amassing at some fantastic rate. Books, learning, publications, all that stuff, is becoming so complex that we are trying to teach our children how to use computers and how to use many other wonderful things that are going to be an asset to them as they go on in their life. And what we are not teaching our children is how to like themselves, and how to have integrity, and how to realize that they are good people, and they can only do what might be called good things. If this is what we put our attention to, that we have the finest educational system for teachers, however it comes about, that they learn to be motivators of children, motivating them in living up to the highest and best within them, and to have an interest in every subject that comes along. When the teacher can make the subject sound so interesting that the children will listen to it. Years ago, in our physics classes in school and our science classes, they were interesting, but they were way out there. And the teacher made a big mistake. The teachers would always say, "Now this is something so fantastic and so great, you won't understand it, you won't understand it," you know. And so then we just closed our mind and didn't even listen. If the teacher had just said, "This is something that really is exciting. Now, can you imagine how this happens and that happens?" And they taught us on the Tesla coil, which was always fun, you know, and our hair stood up as we held hands around and held the Tesla coil, and the static electricity went right through our bodies, and isn't that neat, you know? Now, put that type of neatness, that type of excitement into all the learning activities. And don't be afraid in the chemistry class to have a few explosions, you know, because that's part of the excitement of the game. And everybody said, "Wow, what did you do? I would do that too," you know. But this is part of the game of life. Excitement, motivation, belief in yourself, knowing that you have all the answers within you. And if first the teachers, they got to believe that in themselves. So they have to go to school to learn that. And once they believe that in themselves, then they can teach that to their students. And what a wonderful world this will be as we learn that. Think on these things. I think they're lots of fun. It's not a matter of teaching God in school or having prayer in school. It's having teachers that know how to motivate their students, and then they'll have all the students be the happiest in the world. And all this proliferation of knowledge and books and wisdom and things, they'll be in the right place. If you are interested in science, the science books are here. If you're interested in animal husbandry, the animal husbandry books are over here. If you're interested in gardening, that's over here, you know. And if you're interested in language or literature or what have you, that's over here. And that's good. But let's remember, we don't have to know everything. All we know are the things that delight and interest us. And we have a general knowledge that the other does exist. So this is where we are. Are you ready to get the most out of life?
Yes.
Then stop reading so broadly of things that just amuse you and amaze you, and start reading specifically about things that lift your consciousness and let you know what a genius you are. Interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Have a nice day.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you.
I love you.
Love you.
Number three coming up. I love you.
Love you.